Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is T. How can I help you?
Hi, I see a charge on my account for $56.95.
No problem.
I
want
to know what
I'm zip code, please.
64118.
It was 64118, correct?
What?
64118, correct?
What's that? No.
Your zip code. What would that
be? No. 84118.
My apologies. What would their first and last name be?
Donna Mead.
All right, Ms. Mead, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Okay. I'm not even sure who you guys are.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. But to get to the bottom of where this charge came from, ma'am, we would need the located account. And to verify that located account, we would need you to verify your information. Because we are unable to issue any information out without verification that it is you I'm speaking with.
All right. Well, okay. What company is this?
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center that services over several hundred products.
All right. It's Maximum Confidence Smart?
I wouldn't know unless I'm able to pull up an account, ma'am.
Okay. This makes me a little nervous, but all right. Address is 5716 South, 4540 West, Kearns, Utah.
All right. So what it seems like we have you down for is that a while back you made a purchase for a Wi-Fi booster online. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions for that Wi-Fi booster, it does tell the customers that they will be enrolled in a factory direct savings club. You are charged, and in return, you receive gift cards to be used at the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is the online web store.
What?
That is
I never
correct.
Understood any of that. Why is that?
Yes, ma'am. That's right in the box where you will make the purchase for the product.
I didn't see anything with that. I saw nothing that indicated any of that I had to join anything.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand about that. What I could do for you, ma'am, is I could cancel the account, seeing as charged as well. I could also issue a 35% refund.
35%?
Well, I can't issue a 50% refund.
I want a full refund. I haven't even used the thing to start with, and why would I have to enroll in anything? It's a product that I should be able to connect to my own services.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I can issue a 50% refund, but I won't be able to issue anything higher than that.
50%?
That is correct.
And why is that?
I'm really just because the charge did go through, ma'am, so all I can really do is issue 50%.
What charge didn't go through?
I'm saying the charge did go through, ma'am, so all I can do is issue 50%.
Well, I tried to stop it when I saw a pending thing, and I had no way to connect anybody. I didn't know who the hell they were. I had no phone number, nothing listed. Now that it went through, I'm seeing an address, a phone number. I had no way to cancel it. I didn't even know it existed.
Yes, ma'am. I am terribly sorry for that, but I really am. I can't not do anything, ma'am. All I can do is issue 50% and cancel the account.
Well, what's the company? I want to speak to somebody in the company.
Yes, ma'am. What I could do is transfer you to a supervisor, but all they will be able to do is issue a 50% refund also, ma'am.
Well, I'll speak with the supervisor, but I'd like to know about the company. I have no idea who this company is or anything else.
The Factory Direct Savers Club is the company, ma'am.
factory direct. Okay, I'm not even sure who they are. I ordered a product, and it's like, I don't have any other information about it. Factory what?
Direct.
Factory direct.
Club.
See, I saw nothing about any kind of club. I did not join any kind of club for anything.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that. And I am sorry, but I am able to do, as aforementioned, issue a 50% refund and cancel the account.
All right. I want to speak with a supervisor, please.
Are you sure, ma'am? I am stating that we all do follow the same protocol.
Okay, I'd still like to speak with them. I'd like to find a contact at Factory Direct Savers Club.
This will be that contact, ma'am.
You're the only way to contact them.
That is correct.
I don't entirely buy that.
If you would like, I can issue a phone number that you can try to call with.
That'd be great.
855-627-4758.
All right. I will try contacting them, and then I will call back about this charge that went on. I'll take 50% to take anything else, but I'm furious. There's no reason for that to have gone in. You guys overdrew my account, and I was trying to get gas, and you canned that action. I mean, it just popped in. I was not a happy camper.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
Well, I'm not sure you do, but anyway. All right, I will contact them. Thank you. And
no
I will speaking with my bank. Thank you. Have a
good
night.
Well, ma'am, hold one moment. I was just speaking with a supervisor a little bit because I did sympathize with you, ma'am. What I can do for you,
thank you,
is I can cancel that account and issue a full refund for you, all right?
You can?
Yes, ma'am.
You can cancel and a full refund. Okay, I'd appreciate that then.
All right, so what I have done for you today, ma'am, is I canceled that account for you, Ms. Mead, and I issued a refund. Not today, you should.
Right.
If not today, you should see that account. You should see that amount posted in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support.
You have a good night. Bye.
You as well.
Thank you.